picture yourself standing at a crossroads, frozen by indecision as the world shifts around you. This isn't just your experience. It's a universal human challenge that psychologist Elaine Fox addresses in her groundbreaking work on mental agility. In our increasingly unpredictable world, the ability to adapt isn't just helpful, it's essential for survival and success. What if I told you this capacity for flexibility is already hardwired into your DNA, passed down from ancestors who navigated countless upheavals throughout human history? The real question isn't whether you can adapt, but how you can enhance this natural capacity to face whatever comes your way with confidence and grace. Switchcraft isn't just another self-help concept. It's a scientifically backed framework that's transforming how we approach life's inevitable uncertainties. Switchcraft rests on four essential pillars for navigating life's complexities. Mental agility, the first pillar, is your capacity to think, act, and feel nimbly across situations. Business leaders must pivot between directive crisis leadership and collaborative innovation, while athletes switch between competition and recovery. This involves Fox's ABC of agility: adaptability to changing demands, balancing competing goals, changing perspective when needed, and developing mental competence. The second pillar, self-awareness, involves looking inward to understand your core values beneath social expectations. The third pillar, emotional awareness, teaches you to accept and regulate emotions to serve your values, reframing anxiety as excitement or transforming anger into determination. The final pillar, situational awareness, combines inner awareness with environmental understanding to develop intuition about your contextual operation. Together, these four pillars function as a compass guiding you through life's journey, forming a skill set that improves throughout your lifetime. We often mistake change as a temporary disruption rather than accepting it as normal life. Fox introduces a Thrive gauge with a traffic light system. Celebrate greens, opportunities, monitor yellows, potential issues, and address reds. There's a crucial distinction between external changes, events that happen, and internal transitions, the psychological reorientation needed to adapt. Consider the retired athlete struggling with identity loss. Their core issue isn't the external change, but the internal transition from champion to something new. Successful transitions require three phases: letting go of the old situation, navigating the confusion of the fertile void, and emerging into the new reality. Even simple mental task switching incurs switch costs, while major life transitions demand significant disconnection and re-engagement time. Though we instinctively avoid transition pain, experiencing this discomfort is necessary for growth. Complete certainty rarely exists, yet our discomfort with ambiguity triggers anxiety. When uncertainty activates our threat detection systems, anxiety spirals begin, creating a self-perpetuating cycle. Two primary uncertainty triggers exist: new situations, like starting unfamiliar jobs, and ambiguous circumstances with unclear outcomes. Uncertainty acts like an allergen. Small amounts provoke reactions, while larger doses intensify our response. Our intolerance to uncertainty measures how much we fear the unknown and fluctuates with our emotional state. Every decision involves uncertainty. Those comfortable with ambiguity approach situations with open thinking, while those uncomfortable seek familiarity. Research shows uncertainty pushes us toward familiar choices and hasty decisions. Our brains prioritize uncertainty reduction over optimal solutions when stressed. Fox introduces a sailing boat metaphor. Life is a journey through calm and choppy waters. When waves splash into your boat, you can bail water, avoiding discomfort, or recognize that while uncomfortable, this won't sink you. Have you been so focused on eliminating discomfort that you've neglected steering towards your destination? Flexibility is fundamental to all living organisms. Even the roundworm C. elegans, with just 302 neurons, shows built-in agility. Nature demonstrates this everywhere. Fish changing sex when populations become imbalanced, mammals migrating or hibernating, and bacteria stealing genes for antibiotic resistance. The human brain, with 86 billion neurons and countless synapses, provides vastly greater capacity for agility. Neural connections strengthen when used together and weaken when unused, allowing adaptation to changing environments. When one neural circuit is disrupted, another rapidly takes over, as seen when dental anesthesia affects speech and different muscles compensate. Your brain constantly predicts outcomes based on the gut-brain surroundings axis, maintaining a body budget of resources. This predictive system constructs your experience rather than passively observing it. This biological foundation explains why agility is essential to resilience, your ability to recover from setbacks and adapt to challenges. Modern understanding suggests resilience isn't about being unaffected by stress, but doing better than expected given your circumstances. Resilience involves not just mental factors, but also behaviors and resources, including social support and access to necessities. As researcher Michael Ungar illustrates with Cinderella, external resources, like the fairy godmother, are often more crucial than inner characteristics. Mental agility transforms our lives by opening our minds to possibilities, helping us see clearly and succeed across domains. True adaptability requires strategy, deliberate action, and knowing when to let go. Like the Zen monk who carried a woman across a river despite his vow, we must recognize when to adapt and when to release the past. Balancing competing desires is essential as we juggle priorities with limited resources. Our interconnected life roles affect each other, with work impacting home life and vice versa. Creating a fertile void between domains helps separate them, like walking a river path that allows you to shed work worries and notice nature. Changing perspective can transform negotiations, as demonstrated during the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. When Khrushchev sent contradictory letters, advisor Tommy Thompson's ability to see from the Soviet leader's perspective proved crucial. Understanding your opponent's fundamental interests enables flexibility that can resolve conflicts. Developing mental competence, our ability to assess situations and respond appropriately, can be life-critical. The 2003 Rhode Island nightclub fire illustrates this. Hundreds died trying to exit through the familiar entrance, ignoring alternative exits. This shows how our mental processing under pressure relies on executive functions to override automatic responses. Have you ever wondered whether to persist or pivot? This tension between determination and flexibility represents the heart of switchcraft. While grittiness is celebrated, agility is equally crucial yet often overlooked. An injured athlete must modify training rather than stubbornly pushing forward. Grit without flexibility prevents learning from mistakes, while flexibility without grit leaves projects unfinished. Our approach should be determined by uncertainty. When situations are certain and positive, persistence makes sense. As uncertainty increases, we must become more open to change. Switchcraft means matching your approach to the situation, requiring both qualities as needed. To practice switchcraft effectively, be open rather than rigid. Embrace uncertainty. Nurture agility through the ABCD method. Understand your core values. Accept emotions as information while learning regulation techniques. Develop intuition and situational awareness. See thoughts as passing trains rather than absolute truths. Life isn't about finding certainty, it's about developing the agility to navigate whatever comes. By embracing switchcraft, you transform life from a series of problems into an adventure. The question isn't whether change will come, but how magnificently you'll adapt when it does.